settle into your position for sleep. Let the mattress take your weight, adjust your pillow, and then let everything be still. Close your eyes, take a long breath in, and a slow breath out. Again, in and out, letting the day begin to fall away from your shoulders. Here's what often happens at this hour. The body lies down, the lights go off, and the mind, which has been busy all day, suddenly has nothing to do but think. So it thinks, it replays conversations, it makes lists, it checks and rechecks the things you might have forgotten. This is normal. Your mind isn't working against you. It's just trying to keep track of everything, because all day, that's been its job. It hasn't been told it can stop. So let's tell it, gently. The day is over now. Your shift has ended. Whatever got done today is done. Whatever didn't will be there tomorrow, and tomorrow is far away from this bed. Take a breath in and out. Now imagine a small table beside your bed. Not your real bedside table, an imagined one, just for tonight. It's solid and steady, and on it sits a notebook, open, with a pen resting in the fold. This is where the open loops go. Bring to mind the first thing your mind keeps circling back to. The thing you don't want to forget. The task, the worry, the half-finished thought. You don't have to solve it. Just name it to yourself and imagine writing it down on the page. There, it's recorded now. It's safe. You won't lose it. The notebook will hold it until morning. And because it's written down, your mind can stop carrying it. Let it go onto the page and take a breath. Is there another one? There usually is, the next thing circling. Name it and write it down beside the first. The notebook has all the room in the world. One by one, or all at once, let the open loops move out of your mind and onto the page. Everything you're afraid you'll forget, everything that feels unfinished, everything that wants your attention right now in the dark, when there's nothing to be done about any of it anyway. Down they go, onto the page, held safely until morning. Breathe in and out. When the page feels full enough, picture yourself closing the notebook. Softly. A quiet little sound as it shuts, and you set the pen down on top of it. It's all in there now. Safe. Waiting. Not your job to hold until the sun comes up. What's left, with the loops closed and the notebook shut, is a quieter kind of mind. Still awake, maybe, but emptier, lighter, less crowded. Now let your mind be like the night sky. Wide and dark and open, thoughts may still drift across it. They will, and that's fine. But you don't have to follow them anymore. Let them pass like slow clouds across a dark sky. You are not the clouds. You're the sky behind them, vast and still, and untroubled by whatever drifts through. A thought arrives. You notice it. You let it drift on. Another one, you notice it. You let it drift on. You don't have to chase any of them. You don't have to finish any of them. The sky doesn't grab at the clouds. It just lets them move through, and stays exactly as open as it was before. Breathe in and out. Feel your body now, heavy on the bed. Your thoughts quieter, passing through without sticking. The notebook closed on the table, holding everything for you. There is nothing left for you to keep track of tonight. It's all been set down. Your only task now is to rest, and rest is finally possible now that your hands and your mind are empty. Let your breath slow on its own. Let the dark be wide and soft around you. Let the last few thoughts drift off, smaller and smaller, until even they go quiet. The day is set down. The notebook is closed, and sleep is right here, waiting on the other side of this breath. Let it come.